One of the topics we are most curious about is the angel of death, Melekül Mevt. Alright, he takes lives, but there are so many people who die at the same time. How does he take their lives at the same time? Or when so many people will die on the doomsday, how will he take all those lives at once? Another question, how will this angel's life be taken? Will Allah take the life of the angel of death after this angel takes the lives of all humans? Will he appear to me in a very frightening way when I die? Or will he look like a friend? It's an issue many people are really curious about. Brothers, today we are going to get a very different viewpoint about the angel of death. It's a name that people are afraid of because it's mentioned together with death. For example, if I say to you that, wouldn't you like to see Mikail Aleyhisselam, Israfil Aleyhisselam, Jibril Aleyhisselam, what would you say? No problem, right? You want to see those archangels. But what if I say, do you want to see the angel of death right now in this room? What would you say? You would probably say, no, can I see him later? I mean, people look for a way out because he takes lives. If you asked, why doesn't Allah take souls himself? Does he need an angel? What would the answer be? Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, a famous scholar, he gives a good answer in his tafsir called Risale-i Nur. In reality, who takes lives? We say the angel of death, but it's actually Allah who takes lives, right? When a person loses a loved one, he doesn't see the good side of death. And in his desperation, he starts complaining. Now what happens? His complaint will go directly to Allah. But what does Allah do? Out of mercy, he puts the angel of death as a veil in between, so that the complaint will go to the angel, not directly to Allah. There's a narration about the angel of death. Angel of death says to Allah, O Lord, your servants will resent me for my duty of taking their lives. Allah says that he will put illnesses and calamities between the angel of death and that person. For example, why did your son die? Because of cancer or this disease or that disease, etc. You see, the objection is now to the disease. What else? He had a traffic accident. At that time of death, you send all the objections to that calamity, not Allah, to that disease. It doesn't go to Allah. It does not go to the angel of death either. Brothers, if it were not like that, we would be in a great trouble. In other words, if those objections went directly to Allah at the time of death or a disaster, Allah forbid, it could cause that person to leave his belief. Look at the mercy of Allah, subhanallah. So how does the angel of death take people's lives? Think about it, brothers. What we are talking about is our last scene in this world, or first scene when we pass to the other side. How will the angel of death come? How will he appear before you? Will I suffer when I die? Many people are curious about these questions. He will take the soul of the good so easily, and the soul of the evil like pulling a thin veil among thorns. So, angel of death doesn't take everyone's life in the same way. By the way, we shouldn't reach any wrong conclusions. Some say that there was a religious person, he suffered so much and he was dying, and his soul was taken terribly. He was yelling and screaming. Brother, we cannot judge by what we see. We don't see the actual suffering or not suffering when the soul is taken. For example, there are very good people who die in a horrible way. What will you say in that case? Will you say, well, he was not a pious person? That is the moment of death that we see. It doesn't matter how you look when you die. We cannot know the degree of pain or lack of pain when the soul is taken. There is a very nice narration about the Prophet Ibrahim a.s. Ibrahim a.s. said to the angel of death, appear to me as you take the souls of evil people. The angel said, you cannot bear to see it. Ibrahim a.s. insisted, I can bear it. The angel said, turn to the other side. Ibrahim a.s. turned and saw the angel as a pitch black with his hair and beard mixed, stinking, dressed in black clothes, fire and smoke coming out of his mouth and nostrils. Unable to see it, he fell down and fainted. Wow. If we cannot please Allah, we may be faced with a scenario close to this, brothers. When Ibrahim Aleyhisselam woke up, he saw the angel of death in his old form and said to him, "It is enough for a sinner to see your image. Even if he does not face any other punishment, that image of yours is enough for him in terms of punishment." Subhanallah. Then Ibrahim Aleyhisselam said, "Appear to me as you take the souls of good people." When he saw the angel in a beautiful form, he said, "It is enough for the good people to see you in this form as a reward." Subhanallah. Just think, there's no need for any other punishment. What kind of statement is this? What kind of appearance is this? There is no need for any other punishment. So what do we learn from it? The angel doesn't appear in the same form to everyone at the time of death. For example, how happy will you feel when you see Jibril alayhi salam? It would be definitely a very nice feeling, right? If you please Allah, when you see the angel of death in front of you, you will perceive it as happily as if you were seeing Jibril alayhi salam. You won't be afraid. In fact, at that time, you will see what you have believed all your life is true. In other words, the issues about your religion, Islam, the narrative about the angel of death, the hadiths, these are all true. There is no meaning of being afraid. Angel of death is the approval of your belief. You will be relaxed, you will be pleased, you will feel peaceful. Especially if you have lived properly, instead of fear, worry or distress, you will feel happy because you will see the angel in a beautiful form and he will take you to the eternal kingdom of Allah. Brothers, if something is entrusted to you, you will work hard all your life to protect it, right? You will feel safe when you deliver it to a safe place. You have struggled all your life to protect your religion, your faith. Protecting that entrusted thing has made you a little tired and you see the angel of death. It feels like seeing a friend. You deliver, you surrender your soul to him, just like handing over to a trusted depository. Angel of death is not an angel to be feared, but a great angel to be loved. Just think about it. Most of us definitely have a period in our lives when we commit a lot of sins. Then you have a turnaround, right? What if the angel of death comes at the moment when you are in the midst of all those sins, not even wanting to get out of that swamp, thinking that you are having fun? What if he comes just like in the first incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in a scary way? It's such a bad situation. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity to repent and we repented. But for some, unfortunately, that opportunity will have already been missed when they least expect it. May Allah protect us from being like that. In verse 32 of the chapter of Surah An-Nahl, it's explained how the soul is taken. Those whose lives the angels take in a state of purity, saying, "Peace be upon you, enter paradise because of the good that you used to do." Surah Al-Anfal, verse 50. And if you could but see when the angel take the souls of those who disbelieved, they are beating their faces and their backs, and taste the punishment of the burning fire. The verses 1 and 2, Surah An-Naziat, by those angels who extract with violence and by those who remove with ease. May Allah make us among those who deliver their souls with ease. That moment is a beautiful moment. You've seen the angel of death in a beautiful way. He has taken your soul easily. Do you know what it means? It's over. Everything is over. The test is over. The trouble is over. Calamity is over. Bills, exams, they're all over. And now you are going to a completely different realm to be eternally happy and never sad. May Allah grant us all such a beautiful death. Brothers, let's go back to the famous question. How does the angel take so many lives at once? According to statistics, around 160,000 people die every day. Do you know what that means? Imagine an enormous amount of people that can fill stadiums. As they cheering and shouting, their lives are taken suddenly. And this happens every day in the world. Scary, right? On the other hand, about 390,000 babies are born every day. The world is filling up and on the other, it's being emptied rapidly. Just like hospitals. Hospitals witness the happiest and the saddest people in the world. The saddest people see their relatives at the hospitals. They see that they have passed away and taken to the morgue. They are also the happiest couples. They're having their babies. The world fills and empties like a hospital. The angel of death takes 160,000 lives every day. So, what will happen on the doomsday? Does the angel of death take the lives of all those people alone? Does he have any assistance? How does it happen? Brothers, there are two opinions regarding this issue. The first opinion is, mystery of luminosity, and we can understand the issue with that mystery. For example, there's only one sun, right? But when we have mirrors inside our hands, everyone can see the reflection of the sun in that, right? I see it, you see it, everyone can see. In other words, even though there is only one sun, it can be seen fully in millions of mirrors. If the sun, which was created by Allah, can be seen in my hand with its heat, light in this way, the angel of death, which Allah created at a higher level, can also take the lives of many people at the same time with the mystery of luminosity. We said that it is Allah who takes lives in the real sense, right? We understand it better with the mystery of luminosity. Allah, who created the sun and the mirror, gave them these qualities. So Allah can certainly take all lives at the same time. There's no obstacle to it. When we think of doomsday like this, for example, there's a place where the electricity enters the city. Suddenly, you turn it off. What happens? All the lights go out at once. Instead of saying go out, let's say die. Not only in the doomsday, there were some nations that were destroyed in the past. Allah destroyed one of them by sending only a sound, just a sound. It's very easy to take the lives of many people at the same time on the doomsday. What does the second opinion say? He has helpers, assistants. It happens through the assistance of the angel of death. Now, let's move on to another question that many people are curious about. What was it? How will the soul of the angel of death be taken? After he takes the lives of all people, will Allah take his life as well? In Bursevi's tafsir, Ruhul Bayan, the following is stated in the interpretation of verse 11, Surah As-Sajda. There's a narration. Allah asks the angel of death after he takes the souls of all living beings, who is left among my creation? The angel of death says, oh Lord, you know better who is left. There's no one left but this weak servant of yours. The apocalypse has happened and only the angel of death has remained in the huge world. Then Allah says, O angel of death, you have made my prophets, my messengers, my servants taste death. Although I know all the unknown very well, this has been decreed in my eternal knowledge. Everything must perish except myself. Now it's your turn. A very interesting scene, right? Then the angel begs, O Allah, have mercy on your angel of death and treat him with your grace, because he is weak. Allah says, put your right hand under your right cheek, lie between heaven and hell, and die. He dies like that by Allah's commands. After the apocalypse happens and all people, all creation and all livings die, nothing will remain in this world. Subhanallah. There will only be Allah and a world that has turned into ruin. No human, no plant, no flower, no animal, nothing. Subhanallah. The world is now completely flattened and there's nothing but the essence of Allah. It's a very interesting scene, brothers. In the Quran, Allah says, and they ask you about the mountains, so say, my Lord will blow them away with a blast and he will leave it a level plain. You will not see therein a depression or an elevation. On the last day, brothers, it's as if you hear these words. Oh world, where are your rivers? Where are your seas? Where are your trees? Where are those palaces that architects built in fine arts? Where are those who lived with Allah's blessings but worship things other than Allah? Remember, there was a couple at the Fifth Avenue getting married. Their hearts were beating fast. Where is that excitement? Where is that happiness? The world and all the happiness, emotions, sorrows experienced in it, they are all buried under the ground. The things you said, you would sacrifice everything to get it, where are they? You wanted to travel all around the world. Where is that dream now? Everything you've seen and experienced is under the ground today. 110 billion people have lived and died on Earth. So who owns the world now? Where are those egoists? Those who thought they owned the world, where are they? It is said in the ayah, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَلَكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Everything is born to perish except himself. Everything on earth will be destroyed. Then we will pass into a realm where we will live forever. Maybe you give up following the path of your religion for something that will be destroyed. Remember, you didn't have time to learn the Quran, but you had time to watch a lot of TV series. You didn't even know the names of the 114 surahs of the Quran. You postponed it, thinking that you would turn to religion in the future. And now you see the angel of death in front of you. That will be your biggest regret. If we can't act for the sake of Allah right now, at that time, we will beg Allah saying, please, one more chance, please, one more chance. Brother, think like this. The angel of death is not here right now, not in this room. Here's another opportunity for you. This is the moment. Come on. Start a new life. Say Bismillah to a life where you will say, I will do what Allah wants. I won't do what Allah does not want. That's all. Let's repent. Let's think about our shortcomings and about what should be in our lives. Let's say Bismillah to a new life. There's no need. Believe me. There's no need to disobey Allah for an insignificant worldly gain. We have 20 years, maybe 40 years more to live in this world. We will eat a little bit, drink a little bit, go somewhere, and suddenly it will be over. So there isn't much time. We are in a religious lecture right now. Suppose that someone here repented, entered a righteous path, and died that way. Allah looks at our intentions. If that guy had lived, he would have intended to live in the circle of Islam. A soul taken like that is not equal to another person's soul which was taken while he was in the circle of sins, who postponed repentance and met the angel of death in that state.
Scary.
Of course, they are not equal, brothers. It's your life. It's your choice. It's your regrets. It is your eternal bliss.